Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Alan Lai, and this is the Cooking Corner, here on Sight Into Sound Radio. It's the middle of summer, and it's hot, so who wants to turn on an oven? So, this week, we will have no-bake desserts. The first recipe is courtesy of the Food Network Kitchen, and this is for peanut butter chocolate no-bake cookies. Here are your ingredients. 2 cups of sugar, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 stick or 8 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1/4 cup unsweetened cocoa powder, 3 cups old-fashioned rolled oats, 1 cup of smooth peanut butter, 1 tablespoon of pure vanilla extract, and a large pinch of kosher salt. Here are your directions. For step 1, line a baking sheet with wax paper or parchment. 2, bring the sugar, milk, butter, and cocoa to a boil in a medium saucepan over medium heat, stirring occasionally, then let boil for 1 minute. Remove from the heat. Add the oats, peanut butter, vanilla, and salt, and stir to combine. Step 3. Drop teaspoonfuls of the mixture onto the prepared baking sheet and let sit at room temperature until cooled and hardened, about 30 minutes. Refrigerate in an airtight container for up to 3 days. I forgot to mention, the total time on this is about 40 minutes, and the yield is approximately 5 dozen cookies. Our next recipe comes from Tricia Yearwood. This is for no-bake chocolate pretzel peanut butter squares. It takes about 1 hour and 15 minutes with a yield of 10 to 12 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 1/2 sticks or 12 tablespoons of butter melted. 2 cups of pretzel rods crushed into crumbs. 1 1/2 cups of confectioner's sugar. 1 cup plus 1/4 cup smooth peanut butter. 1 1/2 cups of milk chocolate chips. Here are your directions. In a medium bowl, add the melted butter, pretzel crumbs, confectioner's sugar, and 1 cup of the peanut butter and stir together until well combined. Press the mixture evenly into the bottom of an ungreased 9x13x2 inch baking dish. Combine the chocolate chips and the remaining 1/4 cup peanut butter in a microwave safe bowl. Microwave in 30-second intervals, stirring in between until the chocolate and peanut butter are melted and smooth. 2 intervals should be enough. Mix to blend, then spread over the peanut butter pretzel layer. Refrigerate for at least 1 hour before cutting into squares. Our next recipe is courtesy of Rachel Ray. So individual no-bake strawberry cheesecakes. This only takes about 10 minutes and it yields 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. 12 strawberries, 12 ounces of softened cream cheese, 1 1/2 8-ounce bricks, 2/3 of a cup of sour cream, 1 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 6 individual graham cracker crusts available on the baking aisle. Here are your directions. Coarsely chop 6 berries and place in food processor. Add cream cheese, sour cream, confectioner's sugar, vanilla extract, and process until smooth. Using a rubber spatula, fill the pie tins. Garnish cheesecakes with slices of remaining berries. The next recipe comes from Michael Simon. This is for a no-bake blueberry lemon pie. Total time is about 4 hours and 55 minutes, which includes chilling time, and the yield is 8 to 10 servings. Here are your ingredients. For your blueberry puree, 1 cup of blueberries, 2 tablespoons of sugar, the juice of 1/2 lemon and a pinch of kosher salt. For your crust, eat 2.5 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 1/4 cup sugar, 12 tablespoons or 1.5 sticks of unsalted butter melted, a pinch of kosher salt. For your filling, 2 cups heavy cream, 1/2 cup whole milk warmed, 1 1/4 ounce packet of unflavored powdered gelatin, 16 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 2/3 of a cup of sugar, and the zest and juice of 2 lemons. Here are your directions. For special equipment, you will need a 9-inch springform pan. Step 1. For the blueberry puree, set up a grill for cooking with direct and indirect heat. If using a charcoal grill, build the coals on one side only. If using a gas grill, heat one side only. Step 2. To a sauce pot, add the blueberries, sugar, lemon juice, and salt. Place on the direct heat side of the grill and bring to a boil. Then move to the indirect heat side and simmer until the blueberries begin to burst and thicken, 1 to 2 minutes. Step 3. Pour into a blender and puree until smooth. Pour into a small bowl and chill until completely cold. Step 4. Make the crust. In a mixing bowl, combine the graham cracker crumbs, sugar, melted butter, and salt, and mix to combine. Pour into a 9-inch springform pan and press into the bottom and up the sides to form a crust. Use the bottom of a 1-cup measuring cup to help smooth the bottom. Step 5. Make the filling. In a mixer, fit it with the whisk attachment. Whip the cream until it holds medium stiff peaks. Scoop into another bowl and set aside. Step 6. In a small mixing bowl, whisk together the milk and gelatin. Allow to stand for 3 to 5 minutes to bloom. To the mixer, fit it with a paddle attachment. Add the cream cheese, sugar, lemon zest, and juice, and beat until smooth 2 to 3 minutes. Add the milk mixture and 1/2 the whipped cream, and mix until smooth. Fold in the remaining whipped cream by hand, then pour the filling into the prepared pie shell. Smooth the surface, then spoon the chilled blueberry puree in thin lines across the surface. Use a toothpick or a wooden skewer to drag the blueberry puree in the opposite direction of the lines, creating a swirled pattern randomly on the surface. Chill for 3 hours or up to overnight. Remove the sides of the pan, then slice into 8 or 10 pieces and serve. The next recipe is from George Stella. This is for a no-bake key lime cheesecake. Total time is 4 hours and 20 minutes. Prep time is 20 minutes with a yield of 12 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 tablespoon of wheat germ. 2 cups plus 1 tablespoon of sugar substitute. Recommended is Splenda. 16 ounces of real cream cheese at room temperature. 1 cup of sour cream. 1 cup of whole milk ricotta cheese, 3/4 of a cup of key lime juice, fresh or bottled, 2 tablespoons of no sugar added vanilla extract, 1/4 cup of hot water, 2 limes zested and divided, 3 envelopes of unflavored gelatin such as Knox, and 3/4 of a cup of boiling water. Here are your directions. For special equipment, you will need a 10-inch deep pie plate or cake pan. Step 1. Sprinkle the wheat germ and 1 tablespoon of sugar substitute over the bottom of the pie plate to create a faux, F-A-U-X, crust. Step 2. In the bowl of an electric mixer, beat the softened cream cheese, sour cream, ricotta cheese, lime juice, 2 cups sugar substitute, vanilla extract, 1/4 cup hot water, and zest of 1 lime on medium speed until well combined. Step 3. Using a fork to mix, thoroughly dissolve the 3 envelopes of gelatin in 3/4 cup of boiling water. Do not let cool and move on to the next step immediately. It is important that the water be boiling hot and that you mix the gelatin powder in quickly so it is completely dissolved. If not, you will have gummy bear type lumps. With the mixer on high and working very quickly so the gelatin does not set, blend the hot dissolved gelatin thoroughly into the cheesecake mixture. Immediately pour the mixture into the prepared pie pan and sprinkle with the zest of the other lime. Chill in the refrigerator for about 3 to 4 hours or until firm, and then serve. There's a cook's note. If you have any extra cheesecake mixture left over after filling the pie pan, I always do, put it in a pastry bag or heavy-duty plastic bag and put it in your freezer for about 7 to 10 minutes, just to firm it up a bit to the thickness of whipped cream. Then take it out and decorate the top of the key lime cheesecake. If it's in a plastic bag, snip the corner off. The next recipe comes from Ree Drummond. This is for a no-bake spiced cheesecake. Total time is about 12 hours and 40 minutes, which includes freezing time, and a yield of 8 to 10 servings. Here are your ingredients. For the crust, 16 ginger snaps, 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, and 1 stick of salted butter melted. For the cheesecake filling, 3 8-ounce blocks of full-fat cream cheese at room temperature, 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 1/4 cup sour cream, 1/4 cup confectioner's sugar, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice plus 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon apple pie spice, 1 1/2 cups of heavy cream, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and caramel sauce for garnish. Here are your directions. You will need an 8-inch springform pan. Step 1. For the crust, place the cookies and brown sugar in the bowl of a food processor. Process until finely ground about 1 minute. With the processor running, slowly pour in the butter. Process the mixture until it is a texture of coarse sand, 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer to an 8-inch springform pan. Using a measuring cup, press the crust into the bottom and about 2.5 inches up the sides of the springform pan. Press firmly to pack and make an evenly thick crust. Place in the freezer for 20 minutes. Step 2. For the filling, in a large bowl, beat the cream cheese with an electric mixer until softened and smooth, about 1 minute. Scrape down the sides of the bowl and add the granulated sugar. Beat to combine. Add the sour cream, confectioner's sugar, lemon juice, lemon zest, and apple pie spice. Beat to combine until very smooth, scraping the sides and bottom of the bowl as needed. Step 3. In a medium bowl, beat the heavy cream and vanilla extract with an electric mixer on medium-high speed until stiff peaks form, about 4 minutes. Add a third of the whipped cream to the cream cheese mixture and gently fold in with a rubber spatula until completely combined. Scoop the mixture from the bottom of the bowl and fold over the top to combine the mixture without letting all of the air out of the whipped cream. Add the remaining two-thirds of the whipped cream and continue to gently fold until completely combined. Step 4. Remove the crust from the freezer and add the filling. Gently push into an even layer and smooth the top with the back of a spoon. Cover the pan with plastic wrap and refrigerate it for at least 12 hours or up to overnight. Step 5. Loosen the cheesecake from the springform pan by running a knife along the edge, then opening the clasp. Slice and drizzle with the caramel sauce to serve. You're listening to The Cooking Corner on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. The next recipe is courtesy of Jeff Morrow. This is for the ultimate no-bake chocolate peanut butter pie. Takes about 2 hours and 40 minutes, including the setting time, and yields 1 9-inch pie. Here are your ingredients. 1 cup of heavy cream, 3/4 cup of powdered sugar, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 8 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 cup of creamy peanut butter, 1 cup of chopped peanut butter chips, 1 pre-made graham cracker pie crust, 1 recipe of peanut butter sauce, and the recipe follows, 1/4 cup of chocolate shell ice cream topping, such as magic shell, 1 cup of crushed roasted salted peanuts, and 1/4 cup of mini chocolate chips. For the peanut butter sauce, you'll need 1/4 cup of sweetened condensed milk, 1/4 cup creamy peanut butter, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Here are your directions. Step 1. Combine the heavy cream, powdered sugar, and vanilla extract in the clean, cold bowl of a sand mixer fitted with the whisk attachment. Whip until the mixture holds stiff peaks. Gently transfer the whipped cream to a new bowl. Add the cream cheese to the stand mixer bowl. Switch to the paddle attachment and beat on medium speed for 1 minute. Add the peanut butter and beat until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Step 2. Gently fold the whipped cream and chopped peanut butter cups into the cream cheese mixture. Pour the filling into the pie crust and place in the fridge to set for 2 to 3 hours. Step 3. Using a spoon, drizzle the pie in vertical lines with peanut butter sauce. Repeat with the chocolate shell ice cream topping, also in vertical lines. Sprinkle the peanuts and mini chocolate chips around the perimeter of the pie. Step 4. For the peanut butter sauce, heat the condensed milk, peanut butter, and 3 tablespoons water in a small saucepan over medium-low heat until smooth and melted, 5 to 7 minutes. Thin with a little more water if too thick, and let cool slightly. The next recipe comes from Jeffrey Zakarian. This is for no-bake peaches and cream cheesecake cups. Takes about 3 hours and 30 minutes with a yield of 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. For the crumbs, 3/4 of a cup of ground Amaretti cookies, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted. 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon. For the cheesecake mixture, 1 cup of heavy cream. 6 tablespoons of confectioner's sugar. 4 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature. 4 ounces of mascarpone cheese at room temperature. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. The zest of 1 lemon. For the peach salsa, 1 1/2 cups of small diced jarred or fresh peaches. Peeled if you're using fresh peaches. 1 tablespoon of honey, 1 1/2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon plus 1 1/2 teaspoons of thinly sliced fresh mint for garnish. Here are your directions. You will need 6 6-ounce glass jars, ramekins, or dessert cups. Step 1. Pour the crumbs. In the bowl of a food processor, combine the amaretti crumbs, butter, salt, and cinnamon, and pulse until the crumb mixture resembles wet sand. Spoon the crust mixture into 6 6-ounce jars, dessert cups, or ramekins. Pat the crumbs down lightly. Step 2. For the cheesecake mixture, in the bowl of a stand mixer fitted with the whisk attachment, add the heavy cream and 2 tablespoons of the confectioner's sugar and beat to medium peaks. Transfer to a bowl and set aside in the refrigerator. Step 3. To the stand mixer bowl fitted with the paddle attachment, add the cream cheese and mascarpone and beat until fluffy and no lumps remain. Add the vanilla, lemon zest, and remaining 4 tablespoons confectioner's sugar and beat until well combined. Gently fold the whipped cream into the mascarpone mixture. Step 4. Divide the cheesecake evenly among the containers with a spoon or transfer the mixture to a pastry bag fitted with a large round tip and pipe in the filling. Cover and refrigerate until chilled and set 2 to 3 hours. Step 5. For the peach salsa, in a medium bowl, combine the diced peaches, honey, and lemon juice. Stir to combine. Step 6. Before serving, top each cheesecake cup with peach salsa and garnish with mint.
Next recipe comes from Valerie Bertinelli, and this is for tiramisu. Takes about 5.5 hours and yields 4 servings. And the 5.5 hours does include the chilling time. Here are your ingredients. 1 1/4 cups of brewed espresso coffee. 1/3 cup coffee liqueur. 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons of sugar. 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon of dry marsala. 16 ounces of mascarpone. 2 cups of heavy cream. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. About 40 crisp ladyfinger cookies, or 12 ounces. Unsweetened cocoa powder for dusting. For here are your directions. For step 1, combine the espresso, coffee liqueur, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/4 cup marsala, and 1/4 cup water in a medium bowl and whisk until the sugar dissolves. Step 2. Beat the mascarpone in a bowl to loosen it up, then set aside. Step 3. Beat the cream, vanilla, remaining 1/4 cup sugar, and remaining tablespoon marsala together in a clean bowl with an electric mixer until it just holds stiff peaks. Fold the mascarpone into the whipped cream mixture. Step 4, working one at a time, briefly dunk half of the lady fingers in the espresso mixture and use them to line the bottom of a 9 by 13 inch baking dish, breaking or trimming the cookies as necessary. Spread half of the mascarpone mixture evenly on top. Dunk and arrange the remaining ladyfingers on top of the mascarpone, then spread with the remaining mascarpone. Step 5. Cover the tiramisu and refrigerate until the ladyfingers have softened and the flavors have blended, at least 5 hours and preferably overnight. Dust with cocoa powder before serving.
Our last recipe for today is courtesy of Cardea Brown. This is for strawberry lemon cheesecake bars. Takes about 4.5 hours, including the chilling time, with a yield of 8 to 10 servings. Here are your ingredients. For the crust, 1 11-ounce box of vanilla wafer cookies, 3 tablespoons of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, plus more for garnish, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 12 tablespoons or 1.5 sticks of unsalted butter melted. For the filling, you need 1 cup of heavy cream, 3 8-ounce blocks of full-fat cream cheese at room temperature, 2 teaspoons of pure vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest plus 2 teaspoons lemon juice, 2 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1.5 cups of sour cream at room temperature, and 1 quart of strawberries sliced. Here are your directions. For the crust, line a 9 by 13 inch baking dish with parchment paper, allowing for a 2-inch overhang on the sides. Step 2. Place the cookies in a resealable plastic bag. Seal and use a rolling pin or meat mallet to crush the cookies into fine crumbs. Pour into a bowl and add the granulated sugar, lemon zest, and salt. Pour the melted butter into the bowl and mix thoroughly with a rubber spatula. Firmly press the crumb mixture into the baking dish in an even layer. Place in the freezer while you make the filling. Step 3. For the filling, beat the heavy cream in a medium bowl with an electric mixer until stiff peaks form. Set aside. Step 4. Beat the cream cheese, vanilla, and lemon zest and juice in a bowl until fluffy and light, 3 to 4 minutes. Add the confectioner's sugar and sour cream. Beat until just combined, making sure there are no lumps. Fold in the whipped cream. Remove the crust from the freezer. Pour the mixture over the crust and spread to an even layer. Place in the refrigerator for at least 4 hours and up to overnight. Step 5. Use the parchment overhang to lift the bars out of the baking dish. When ready to serve, arrange the strawberries on top and sprinkle some lemon zest over the top. Slice into squares and serve chilled.
We've come to the end of our program. This has been the Cooking Corner. I'm Alan Lai, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.